The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning all, Ryan Tuberty with you. It's Thursday morning, it is the 10th of September 2020. We're here till 10am. The text number is 51551. All emails welcome to ryan@rte.ie. Thank you for those that were sent overnight. We'll get to some of them later on. So the pubs are reopening in the coming weeks and we will have to ensure that there is no dancing or music. It's like something out of Gilead now, isn't it? No dancing, no music will be played in the premises. But this is the kicker. They've got to keep the volume down if the TV's on. Now, you think, why do you have to keep the volume down? Personally, I hate TVs in pubs anyway. TV's at home. Go and watch it at home. Unless there's a match on. That's different. But don't just have some endless game of golf on. Wherever you are in a pub, there's always a game of golf being played somewhere in the world. And it's always on in a pub that has no imagination. And just goes, the golf is on again. I'm not anti-golf. I'm just anti-endless golf on the TV forever. So the two L fellas at the bar take their eyes away from the green and put them on each other and say, how's it going? As opposed to, oh, I say. That's cricket, but you get the idea. Anyway, TV volume has to be down. Why is that? Well, it's because we have to ensure that we don't have to speak loudly to talk over the volume. Because if we speak loudly, we're inclined to spread the virus more. So the volume has to be turned down. Isn't that amazing? I just think it's amazing. The world has gone so bonkers that not only are the pubs closed down, they're going to reopen, but the volume has to be turned down on the TV. That's the level of micromanagement of the virus that we're dealing with. That's before we get to Halloween and Christmas and who can call to whose house. And let's not do that today. Let's wait till closer to the time. Let's just stay where we are now and keep on moving. Look, the Minister for Culture, Arts, Media, Tourism, Sport and the Gaeltacht, I'm exhausted just giving her their portfolio title, Catherine Martin, has launched a number of new music and performance support schemes. This is really important and it's a great start. Now, it's Mickey Mouse money, 5 million quid. Let's face it, that won't stretch too far in the great scheme of things, but it's a start and it shows awareness to the crisis facing our beloved friends in the world of the arts who are stuck. And when the arts are going, and the music is being created and the poetry is being spoken and the stories are being written, we kind of take it for granted. And when that stops, we have to stop and turn around and say, well, do you need a hand up here or do we just leave them out? So the hand has to come out. The hand of friendship and support has to be reached out. And that's what, in fairness to Catherine Martin, seems to be doing here. A number of new music and performance support schemes to aid employment in the creative industries, given where we are. €5 million available under the Live Performance Support Scheme, which aims to assist commercial venues. These are the place we go to the gigs, producers, promoters of live performances, and provide employment to workers in the creative industries. And this will help to de-risk the costs of preparing for new productions, which maybe subsequently have to be postponed or cancelled or curtailed. So this is also includes the Music Stimulus Package, which involves three funding schemes designed to help sustain the popular and commercial music sector across all music genres. Terrible language. It's utterly impenetrable language on that. But I think what they're trying to say is, for people who make music, we're going to try and help you. As to how they'll get at it, but that's the point. The key point is they're trying, and that's good. That's a good start. Irish shoppers are already gearing up for the festive season. Well, okay, well, while we're here. So we're talking about the Kilkenny Design Shop in Ireland. And, you know, it's shops like this that need to be minded more than ever at this time in terms of shopping, buying Irish and shopping local as much as you can. So they launched this thing with a survey saying that 60% of us intend to start Christmas shopping earlier, which makes eminent sense, let's face it, because we don't know whether we'll be locked in, locked out, or just locked when we're going shopping at this point. So we have to watch that. And 30% of us have started shopping for gifts already. And I'm in the 30% bracket because I've bought one or two things already. Hang on. Before you get judge me to death, I'm just saying I bought one or two things that I thought there might be a big demand on. In the next month or two. I'm boxing clever. God, judgment. To celebrate the launch, from now until September 27th, shoppers will receive €15 off when they spend €75 more. Okay, that's a good result too. Henry Mance is the chief features writer at the Financial Times. And he sent a tweet out, which this is in light of Bob Woodward's book coming out and the Cohen book coming out, and essentially shelves and shelves full of Trumpy books coming out. He says, he asks the pithy question, is it possible that Donald Trump was installed as president by book publishers? And I can see why he'd ask such a question. Meanwhile, Stormzy premiered his new video in a Dublin school yesterday. You might have seen this. I'm looking at it, the coverage of it here in the journal.ie. And I spoke to the lads who were out filming it yesterday. We're heading out to film it. Great idea. So the pupils at Pubble Skull Nasson received a pleasant surprise when they were given the chance to be among the first people to watch the new music video from UK rapper Stormzy, which is pretty nice video. You want to see that. He also gave a good stab at pronouncing the name of the school correctly. The name of the school I just mentioned, Pubble Skull Nasson. Now, I might have trouble pronouncing that, and I'm not a UK rapper called Stormzy. I'm Tubbsy with a Z, by the way. That's a totally different alter ego that I don't really want to get into right now. Nighttime. Meanwhile, he gave this message. He gave this message. Good on him. He has a good stab at the Gael get out, in fairness to him.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's Stormzy here, sending love to everybody at Pubble Skull Nasson. Pubble Skull Nasson. If I pronounce that wrong and you lot are all laughing at me, please stop laughing at me. I'm so sorry. I'm really bad with... Please stop me.
Good on him. I gave it a go, and that's a nice thing to do. For Stormzy, Bonnie Greer, meanwhile, has been tweeting, if Biden and Harris win and the Democrats hold the House, which is pretty much a certainty, there will be no permanent free trade agreement with the USA that disregards the Good Friday Agreement or anything else that imperils Ireland. Biden is Irish. He even says malarkey. Twitler, Trump, cannot make a permanent deal. Wise up! A reading from the book of Bonnie Greer. Ronald Bell was the founder of Kool and the Gang. Some people will say, when you ask them how's everything going, they'll say Kool and the Gang, and then you can judge them as to the wisdom of that response. But that's what he is. He was the co-founder, and he has died at the age of 68. Cherish, Jungle Boogie, Celebration and Summer Madness were just some of the hits that they were responsible for. Text, no shouting at pubs, says John. Well, please think of the singers who have been silenced, whether it's a sing-along or even hymns in a church. Small price to pay to beat this thing. You're quite right. Another says, not only can you not talk loudly anymore, there's no group singing or choral singing for the foreseeable future, as it's high risk. A lot of sad people in the choral community, and what beautiful music they provide. And we just have to work around it. Now, what else have we got? Admit it, Ryan, you bought yourself a selection box. No, I didn't. I was kind of salivating at the thought of the tin of lint selection, but not a selection box, not just yet. Put on subtitles. Most programs have them. Invaluable in a noisy household. They saved my marriage, says Evelyn. Good on you. Subtitles were critical for the viewing of Hamilton, which I thoroughly enjoyed, but absolutely essential. Now, in a serious note, Stellar.ie reporting that hailed for the amazing support they supply to women and men up and down the country, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre has launched a new web chat service specifically for those who don't have the option to take a phone call discreetly. Very important. This is the web chat support service works just like any other instant messaging and online chat systems, accessible by visiting the website, clicking on the little chat widget on the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, typing the name you wish to use, and from there, you'll be directed to a member of staff to talk with, and they advise that you ensure that you're in a safe place to chat using a phone or tablet or computer with a secure internet connection. The service is free, it's anonymous, and it's entirely confidential, so good on them, and you can head there if you need it, and we'd urge you to do so. The Dublin Rape Crisis Centre always there for you. Similarly, Women's Aid, and their details are easily accessed on the internet, obviously. And I see Safe Ireland, our friends in Safe Ireland, who I hope reaped some class of dividend from the Irish Women in Harmony performance on the Late Late Show on Friday, for whom the song was recorded, Safe Ireland, sent a lovely tweet about a shopping receipt, the simple, humble shopping receipt, in this case from the Tesco Group, full credit to them, by the way, because when you get your receipt, at the bottom it says that's how much it cost, and then it says Slán na Bhaile, but there's a small print at the bottom, which I'm going to read now, which says, you do not have to live with control and abuse in your home. Support is right here in your community. Visit safeireland.ie or call the National Free Phone Helpline 1800 341 900. Hashtag safe homes, safe communities. That is a really good gesture. And I would urge any supermarket chain listening in, whether it's a Spar or Super Value, which would be my local, I hope they're listening, and Dunn's and all the other great Irish, particularly supermarket chains, and our friends from Aldi and Lidl, that this should be the way receipts should operate. And it can change the message if you want to every so often. But please, you corporate people, tune in, pay attention and follow that great lead, because it's a great thing to do. And I think it's simple and yet deeply effective. So good on them. I really like that story. That was great. Imagine you're on Who Wants to Be Millionaire and you're looking at Clarkson's head and he's saying to you, right, what's your job? And you say, I'm a science teacher. And you go, great, okay. Well, let's see what we can do. And you get the first question, it's grand. And the second question is as follows. Okay, Pat, a skull and crossbones is a warning symbol that specifically indicates a material is what? Is it A, toxic, B, corrosive, C, hazardous to the environment, or D, flammable? So Pat, the teacher, she says, okay, being a science teacher, I see a lot of this symbol. You'd think I would have paid more attention to it, she laughs nervously. And then she goes for the 50-50. And it comes down to A and C, toxic and hazardous to the environment. And she says, well, I wish one of the others was gone. I'm sure it means hazardous to the environment. So I'm going to go for hazardous to the environment. Yeah, that's my final answer. And Clarkson says, well, you are a science teacher, so you could have got that right, but I'm afraid you didn't. You've just lost £1,000. I'm sorry about that. I really am. I hope you had a nice minute or two in the chair. And off she went. Possibly now currently sacked as a science teacher after that fiasco of an appearance. But maybe it's the pressure. The pressure got to her in the end. Now, I have plenty of time to tell you that the popular Titanic Trail walking tour in Cove, I've done it and it's tremendous. And they've launched a new 35-minute HD virtual tour exploring the heritage of Cove and the history of its streets and buildings. That's all you need to know, the echolive.ie telling us this morning. And the reason I'm mentioning it is that I often say, if I was a history teacher in school, I would show this to the kids. 35 minutes, total distraction. One of the greatest things that ever happened when you were a kid in school, particularly in secondary school, is when they wheeled in the video with a massive clunky remote control and said, right, we're going to watch this documentary about what a World War II, and it's just a joy. Be still my beating nerdy heart, because it was just exciting. So this was what I would do, but equally at home for yourselves. A nice way to spend half an hour with a guided walking tour, virtual. I love that. That's a great idea. Great thing to do.